something.
What's up, deity? What's up, God? What's up, brother? What's up, all that?
How you feeling, God?
How you feeling, King?
I can't complain, man. You know what I'm saying? My eyes are a little fucked up a little bit because of this goddamn pollen. So if y'all see me squinting or, you know what I'm saying, make an ugly face or just like I just zone out a little bit.
Because, or you just start tweaking a little bit.
Yeah, it's because my eyes are really, really fucking with me. My eye, oh my God. But other than that, though, no, I'm chill. I'm great. You know what I'm saying? How you feeling? How's your mental? How's your head?
Well, I thought last pod was going to be our last shoulder-to-shoulder pod for a minute, but it seems like it's going to be this one.
Fooled ya!
So, I don't know. I'm trying to be in best spirits as I can be. You know what I'm saying? It's a bittersweet moment. You know what I'm saying? Obviously happy for your opportunity and your future endeavors that you have ahead of you.
Wachowski.
But sad as well because, again, this will be the last shoulder-to-shoulder pod. For a hot little minute, so I gotta travel out west to come see you. You know what I'm saying? Not west, but west.
Is this one gonna be titled "Shoulder to Shoulder Part 2"?
Hey, I'm not mad at it.
SNSP2.
I'm not. That's like a tape.
Nah, dead ass. A little mixtape.
But yeah, I mean, my week overall has been pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? We've had great weather. I think it rained for a tad bit the other day.
Yeah.
But today was hot as hell. Hot as Satan's toenails, I should say. Mm-hmm. It was like 85 degrees.
Yeah, it's getting up there. I'm not even like going to say I can complain too much about it because when it was cold, when it was freezing, it's what we was asking for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I didn't want the pollen. He could have kept that. I definitely want the pollen.
They can always keep the tree sperm.
Yeah. But the heat though, I'm definitely excited for it. The sundress is out. You know what I'm saying? We outside. Festivals is back in full effect too.
Sundress season.
I'm definitely happy about that. You know what I'm saying? Nah, let me get a little air horn for the sundress season. All you beautiful, first and foremost, all you beautiful black queens out there sporting them sundresses. I love to see it. So shout out to all of y'all. And then second, shout out to everybody else. So how you want to get into this docket, man? Well, first off, let me go ahead and introduce this thing the right way.
Oh yeah. Yes, sir. Peace and love. Blessings. What's going on? It's Trey.
And it's Scott checking back in this thing, man. You already know what the fuck going on.
Wow. Welcome back to the Bro Chillians podcast. Episode 148.
148. With your also blessed black and highly favorite host, man. You know what I'm saying?
And we're actually coming up on our 3 years also. So yes, shout out to the first timers.
The last timers.
And in-betweeners.
For coming back, man, week after week, showing much love however you do it, whether it is liking, sharing, commenting, subscribing, turning that post notification bell on, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate the love, the support, and all that good shit, man. For sure. 3 years, bro.
3 years. I think it's at the end of this month, right?
Yeah.
It's the 20-something. But I don't know, that kind of hit me last night before I woke up, or before I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, bro, we've been doing this shit for like 3 years, man.
Yeah, it's been a minute, bro.
Consistently, you know, we've had a couple weeks off, but again, that's rare.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of time that we've been doing this, we've done this through a pandemic, whether me or you was going through it mentally, physically, we were sick. We were still dedicated to doing this pod and delivering each and every week. So, I appreciate you, man, for being part of this journey with me on consistency, giving people the content, you know what I'm saying, the shenanigans, the seriousness, the compelling conversations, all that, bro.
Yeah, man, you know we're going to deliver. You know, that's a given, man. We've been doing this shit for too long. It's like second nature now. Shit easy. But speaking of, you know what I'm saying, dedication and no days off, we can go ahead and get into this first topic real quick. I definitely wanted to...
Okay, you want
to
jump right into it? Let's get it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of all that good stuff, never taking no days off, you know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to all the moms. You know what I'm saying? Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's been a good day. You feel me?
Yeah, this is our Mother's Day episode.
Yes, sir. It is on Sunday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely shout out to all y'all that are moms, were moms, or are going to be moms. I think this is a very, very beautiful moment. We in my family, we try not to miss Mother's Days because it's all, you know what I'm saying, mostly women in my family. So this is a big time for us. But, you know what I'm saying, just to shout y'all out and give y'all flowers that y'all deserve because, you know what I'm saying, you can't take a day off. And
right.
For those of y'all that do show up every time and deliver on both halves, mom and dad, you know what I'm saying, the single mothers out there that are doing it big, staying strong for real because I know that shit ain't easy. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to y'all flowers, because that shit is it. That shit is real.
Yeah, bro. My sentiments are the same. Happy Mother's Day to your mother, my mom, my grandmother, and to all the women out there that's either impactful in my life or impactful in y'all's life out there listening. You know what I'm saying? like you said, this is a 24/7 job for them. This is not something that they take off. This is, they're a mom each and every single day while they're on this earth. So shout out to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, sir. Well, I mean,
they're gonna forget about they're gonna forget about Father's Day though.
Oh yeah, every year.
When is Father's Day?
Yeah, yeah. They
come up. I bet you don't know. I bet you don't. We don't know it by heart right now.
Nah, they don't. They come up.
But we always know Mother's Day is the second Sunday in May.
So you got plans for Mom? You got plans for Queen? What you got? What you got?
I don't want to spoil it on here. Nah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. They listening. They listening. I'm gonna be honest, I haven't gotten a gift for her yet, but I still got plenty of time. It's only Wednesday.
Right, yeah, yeah, nah. We definitely got ample amount of time. But definitely, you know what I'm saying? Don't procrastinate.
I just feel like now too though, bro, like the holidays sneak up on us. You know what I'm saying? Like I remember growing up, the nostalgia, or just even as a child, teenage years, you would anticipate and wait for that holiday. Like, okay, it's 3 weeks away, it's 2 weeks away, it's
that here. Countdown was real.
But now it's just kind of like, oh yeah, Mother's Day is a couple of days away. Mm-hmm. Then after that, you're gonna have Father's Day, then Memorial Day, and then you know Labor Day. All of that stuff, just kind of cultivates itself into one. I feel like, but
I think it's the age, bro. I think it's like the older you get, you know what I'm saying? You start to lose that excitement for holidays, unless it's like it has, I guess, you know what I'm saying, a sentimental or like more personal meaning towards you, to you or your family. But yeah, I think it's just an age thing, you know what I'm saying, because we don't get gifts like that no more, you know what I'm saying? We don't really get celebrated. It's the younger or the older that get celebrated, at least in this time in our life. Between maybe like 21, 22 to like 38, 39, 40 is when, you know what I'm saying, it's either about the younger or the older in the family. So
right. I kind of miss those days too. Like the family would get together, you know, on random Saturdays or Sundays to just cook out, be at granny's house.
I miss that shit. Mm.
I don't know about your family, but well, I know about your family actually, you know, certain parts of my family, you know, they grew up in a Pentecostal household. So, you know, church was one of those things that was just, you have to get up and go to, and you just meet up with your family afterwards. So,
oh yeah, that was a whole Sundays, you know what I'm saying? You might as well not even make no plans for Sunday. Cause we going to church early in the morning, you know what I'm saying? We going to spend that good 30, 45 talking to everybody in the congregation after the sermon is over. We going to eat with the congregation a little bit. Maybe we just talk the shit, show face, and then we gonna leave and eat with the family type.
I have always wondered though, like as our generation is getting older, are we gonna carry the torch in, you know, continuing that family tradition of, you know, being around each other often and having those cookouts and spending time together, and you know, just cherishing those moments. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of times our generation, we can be kind of reserved or kind of be doing our own thing now.
Right.
Because this, you know, life goes on. Life is,
I think, in
fast paced for each and every one of us.
I think in that respect, it could be like a 50-50, because I feel like for the most part in our families, I guess, like growing up, those people that kind of held on to those traditions were the grandmas and the elders, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like as we grow into those positions, because we loved that stuff so much as a kid and it's dying down, we probably will be the ones to kind of like continue that circle, right, that cycle. But I feel like that all that might stop pretty soon.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know what I'm saying, Sunday dinners, I don't think, like, you know what I'm saying, just holiday gatherings and stuff like that. I mean, I'm sure there'll be a thing for real, but in terms of like just as often and as like much of a staple as it was for families like in our generation, I don't think it'll be that still. Nah,
I wish I was more tightly knit to my family. I do have my immediate family and my immediate circle who I'm very close with, but I might sound off, but just because we blood don't mean we necessarily like family like that.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? You've been
all
more of a brother to me, you know what I'm saying, or a family member to me than some of my actual family members.
Yeah, that goes hand in hand with that saying, you know, you can choose your family, but you can't choose your blood. You know what I mean? Like, just because you're my blood don't mean we family. Just because you're my blood don't mean we the closest, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers. Like, we go way back, like, folk flats on the Cadillac.
Yeah.
Or is it?
No, you said it right.
I said it right?
I think you did.
I don't fucking know. They gonna hit my jack if I didn't. It's all good.
But yeah, we can kind of dive into this docket. Don't even ask me where my dossier went, because every time I open this laptop, I swear it disappears like pixie dust.
Sheesh.
So I don't
know. Oh, you don't know? Got a docket?
It's somewhere in here, but I'm not seeing it as I gander and look through my notes on iCloud. But
for the most part, when we was going through it earlier, it sounded like you had much of the same anyway.
I'll kick it to you in the wing, at the wing, at the corner. You know what I'm saying? You can start us off.
Let me see. We started off with, you know what I'm saying, giving flowers. We can continue the sentiments. Mm-hmm. I guess we can kind of jump into the Met. I say I want to give flowers because Riri got a marble statue at that bit.
She got a what?
A statue.
Rihanna has a statue at the Met Gala?
Yeah.
Where is the Met Gala?
Honestly, I don't know. Honestly, I feel like it's in an undisclosed location that only the elites or the 1%ers get, to be honest.
I feel like such a square typing this in. Where is the Met Gala?
Huh?
New York. New York?
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Oh, shit.
Because, yeah, that makes sense.
The Met Gala or Met Ball, formerly called the Custom Institute Gala.
It's held in New York. Building?
Metropolitan Museum of Arts Institute.
I knew it was an acronym. I just wanted to know like what it was called for.
Yeah.
Because I never knew that before today. But yeah, nah, Riri got a statue. It's marble. It's made out of marble. It's shit fire. And it's of her pregnant belly.
I guess that's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought it was the first one of us that got a statue. Man. Maybe it's somewhere that doesn't really mean anything to us. You know what I'm saying? In a matter of cultural importance.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's something. It's something that we can, you know.
I guess. I mean, if I ever made it to that status, would I go? I guess for the experience.
But if they told you that they was going to put your face on a statue in that bitch, would you go?
For what?
I'd go just to see how they did my likeness. I'm not going to go because I got the award or anything. I don't really care about that. But I just want to see how y'all drew me.
Because I'm going to knock that bitch over. It just depends. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never been there. I've never been the type of person who's, you know, wants to get seen in the limelight all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'd rather be wealthy and just behind closed doors, if that makes sense. I don't have to put on the $20,000 suit.
I'm still going to put on a $20 suit. It may not be in front of 50,000 people, but I'm going to wear that motherfucker, though, for sure. But no, I feel you would rather be rich than famous.
Wealthy for sure. Than famous. Definitely.
Whichever word you want to use. Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
I don't have much of a take on the gala. I mean, I did see Nicki Minaj. Her outfit was sensational. Chloe Bailey.
I didn't see hers. I saw my babies, of course. But
Gunna. Did he have a duck or
a dog
as a bag? Or, I'm not sure what it was.
It was like a little sat. It was a little bit bigger than a satchel. It was a purse.
But
yeah, it was a purse.
I guess, yeah. Cool outfits every year. Cool.
Were they cool?
I guess. In their eyes, really they deem it as cool.
And that's
what the paparazzi is there for, to take those photos.
They dare to take the photos, but can I say the fits were good? I can't really. I think maybe one of them I saw was decent. And that was Gunna's. I didn't really like the dog. It was a little bit too much, but I wasn't mad at the overall, like, actual outfit. OBJ's fit looked like he was a green Ghostbuster.
some of them will say that we're hating right now.
I mean, that's okay. It's just, like, I just feel like at what point does it get a little too crazy with the whole, like, fashion week and, you know what I'm saying? What clothes
well, I think that's...
and how they do it. Like, I get that's the point to be, you know what I'm saying? You want to push the envelope of fashion. But that shit is getting out of hand a little bit.
I think, like, it's been out of hand.
When I seen Cinnamon
Toast Crunch Crocs.
Exactly.
I was like, all right, fam.
Yeah, I'm never copping that.
Even when Crocs got in style, like, as of the past few years, I remember when we were in high school, people used to get picked on for wearing Crocs. But now it's been accepted in our society to where it's like, that's strip.
I think Crocs are only big in the South. Like, really? I don't think, like, other states, like, Crocs are the shoe.
I don't know, man. I went to Cali the end of last year, it was some feet. That was wearing Crocs.
Yeah, that shit sound like it stank. Them bitches hot.
I just peeped. I'm giving y'all the barefoot vibes on the pod.
Yeah, he got his fronts out. Yeah, listen.
This is the barefoot pod.
I'm gonna put it on the promo. Just know that.
You can't. I don't have ugly feet.
He got his feet out, y'all. He got his fronts out. That's just making me uncomfortable.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not gonna hold you.
All right, moving on.
Let me see. I didn't really have too much else about the Mets. I just wanted to converse about the outfits because they were a little much.
Want to touch on music?
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into it.
I think we can start with the biggest drop of the week.
Toxic King.
I Never Liked You by Future.
Mm-hmm. How you feeling?
You want to give me my take first? And tell me if I'm moonwalking once I give this take.
Okay.
So you remember my sentiments last week when I got on the pod and you asked me, was I here for it? Am I tuning in? And I said, of course I'm going to tune in because I'm going to listen to form my own opinion. But, however, I'm not excited or elated about Future right now. Okay. I just wasn't at the time. But I will say that, like, it's not even that I'm excited. Like, he did give us, you know, some quality records on here. There's some gems in here also.
Okay.
From song, I'm going to go from song 5, Puffin' on Zooties, all the way to song 10, he caught a vibe. He caught a vibe. He was in a different zone
from
those 5 records that I heard. I was like, yeah, I'm going back to every single one of those. Puffin' on Zooties, Gold Stacks, Waiting For You, the record with Drake and Tim's, Love You Better, Massaging Me, Chickens. And the funniest transition is going from Love You Better to Massaging Me. I don't know if anybody beat
wild.
That.
Yeah, nah, it is wild. It's toxic as hell. I say he has a strong 5 and a 6 man, you know what I'm saying, off the album. I say, you know, Ghost Stacks, Puffin' on Zooties, Wait For You, Love You Better. That's 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to do I'm the One. Or I'm on.
Nah. Drake could have kept that. He thought he was going to get us with that Champions League Cristiano Ronaldo verse. It didn't work on me. It didn't work on me. I'm sorry.
The song itself is just cool to me. I like it.
It's ass to me. I'm not going to lie. It literally sounds
straight too, though. But
the outro, Back to the Basics, I love that.
It's all right. It's cool. But now, those are my top 5 and then my 6 man off that album. But it was cool. No, you weren't moonwalking. Because you said you weren't excited about it. I knew you was going to listen, like we all do, because it's Future.
And like I said, he delivered some great records on
here. But you're checking for it now,
though. I wouldn't even say I'm necessarily checking for it, because this is not his best project, nor is this his worst project.
I don't think he can put out his best, quote-unquote, project at this point in his career.
I mean, I think his best project came out, 5 or 6 years ago? Hendrix. To me, that was his best album.
Beast Mode 2?
No.
Is that a tape or album?
I don't even know these days, to be honest with you. Yeah. But I would say Hendrix. I'm going to go DS2.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say, too. Yeah. Dirty Sprite 2 is probably, like,
top. The worst album got to be Evil. Or Evil.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That was so forgettable for me. I think me and Danny was talking about that earlier. Like, I think that's his worst album.
Yeah.
You're
not wrong.
But this is not his best. It's not his worst. It's just kind of in the middle. You know, it's still growing on me. I'm going to listen to it a little bit more. But I did like the approach that he had to this project, as well as his other ones, because he's always just going to give you Future. He doesn't try to do too much or too little. Future. You know, they just sound like Future.
He got into that toxic bag, and that's what I wanted. That's what I was excited about. I wish, like, from, you know what I'm saying, 1 to whatever, however many tracks is on there, I wish all of them were 16. Toxic. Yeah, I wish all of them were, like, on the bag of Love You Better, or, you know what I'm saying, that type of vibe.
That more melodic R&B feel. Yeah,
That's what I wanted more of. But I'm not mad at it. I'm not going back to the whole thing, though. Like I said, them top 6 is all for me. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying, it's Future. He delivered.
Young Thug, I don't know what that verse was on the song For a Nut. I'll just hold my thoughts on that, and we can just move on to the next project that came out.
Honestly, the titles of these songs were just crazy, too, though. Because For a Nut, like, that shit, honestly, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It had me thinking some kind of way.
Hey, yo.
Nah, dead ass. Let me see. What else dropped? What else were you
PJ Morton, to? Watch the Sun. You said you were looking for some R&B. You got to give this a gander if you haven't.
I have not.
He does have phenomenal features on here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He has Stevie Wonder, Nas, Jill Scott, Alex Isley, El DeBarge.
El DeBarge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it a gander, bro.
Have to listen to that.
I'm telling you, it's about 11 tracks, maybe a 40-minute project.
Mm-hmm.
There's some vibes on there.
Yeah, them features sound crazy. I'm excited about that already.
Wale dropped More About Nothing on Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a huge Wale fanatic.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. He tweeted about that. I get the notifications from the tweets. I seen that. It was a go. Off gate.
It's good to see that, you know, these artists who have been around for a decade or longer, who had their music on DatPiff or live mixtapes, to finally, you know, reap the benefits of that and get that residuals mm-hmm. on these, you know, Spotify's, Apple Music, yeah. all these DSPs.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Album About Nothing came out what year?
That was 2010, I think?
Yeah, it was early,
I think that's when I first, yeah, early, like, probably freshman year.
Yeah, yeah. Excuse me.
Because no, I don't know if they were profiting off of those mixtapes when they're on those websites, right? That was just streams they were profiting off of. Or not even streams, like, I think they were downloads. Really benefit, yeah, downloads.
Yeah.
I don't know, I could be wrong. I don't know how that era was really, you know, working, but
now, it was downloads first and then came streams, cuz now, you know what I'm saying, how they count that shit is so cryptic. We'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that same reason. Like, I'm pretty sure people would be so upset about how much money they missed out had they known how much a download counted as and now how much a stream counted as.
The day that streams go up to 50 cents a stream, oh my gosh.
What the fuck?
We'll be millionaires.
Promise. And y'all better go back and listen to our classics, like every single one of them from episode 52 until now. Yeah.
Did you see that Elon Musk wants to put Coke back
he's
in
going
Coke?
On a spree. Oh, he's going on a fucking spree.
Do we have any thoughts there?
Honestly, I don't know how to feel. He's either the funniest man alive or he is the most capitalist driven person I've ever, like, not met, but, like, you know what I'm saying, watched move.
You say the funniest man alive. I will say there is some truth when people mask it with humor.
Oh, for sure. I'm already knowing they used to put crack in Coke like that.
Well, not even that. I'm saying, you know, he could be joking, but at the same time, I think he's pretty serious about it, too.
I think he's dead serious. He knows something we don't.
And I think he's playing along those strings on, you know, free speech. Because he is going about the purchase of Twitter. I don't know if that process has been transacted, if mm-hmm. it's been a complete.
I think it has been, because I was reading something that said it was like a $41 billion transaction.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And that sounds sick,
right? It does.
I say okay to that.
It does. But no, there definitely is some truth behind it, because he's probably, you know what I'm saying, trying to mask that humility and that humor with, you know what I'm saying, secretly trying to create a monopoly. You know what I'm saying? Because
you can't create that here.
I mean, why couldn't you?
They wouldn't let them. The powers that be won't let them.
I feel like money is the answer to everything.
Yeah, but we don't have any monopolies here.
He might be trying to create a new type of monopoly, because you have all these big players. So he just acquired Twitter. He's about to get Coke. And what does he already have?
Twitter, Coke, and cars.
You know what I'm saying? Like Tesla, a piece of
billionaire starter pack.
Yeah, something. So I feel like with those major players, I feel like somehow they all kind of tie in, and they either all like divulge information in a syncretic way,
mm-hmm.
or it's some way that they're tapped in, or some way that he's gonna try to tap them in.
See, I wish we had the invitation to that group me. Give me the group me that Elon Musk and the powers that be, the mm-hmm. other billionaires.
Let me
that
be a fly on the wall.
Yeah, I need to know when it's time to move to Mars or wherever else y'all going.
Right. Because the shit that they got going on right now, it only makes sense that like all these big, you know what I'm saying, these big companies are backing each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's...
They're all in cahoots.
Yeah, that's the only way that the money stays within the bunny. That's what it is.
I actually have a question for you, since we're kind of in the realm
of
being billionaires. This question popped up at the dinner table over the weekend when we were out for my brother's birthday. Happy birthday to my brody again.
Big shout out to Swaggy P.
Can billionaires go to heaven? And what I mean by that is... If you have a big B in your account, or if you're worth over $1 billion, in your opinion, do you think they make it to those pearly gates?
I feel like that's...
I know it's a loaded question, because ultimately it's not your decision, but we're just...
I mean, no, but
you know,
that's
this is a podcast.
But that's very hard to consider, because I feel like, well, when I'm looking at it through my eyes... You know what I'm saying? They say the clothes don't make the man make the clothes. The money don't make the man make the money. So if I have a big B in my account, I'm going to heaven. But that's just because of the person that I am and what I choose to do with that money and how I got that money too. Let me say that first and foremost. How you got that money, how you got to the place that you're at, sheds a lot of light on your integrity.
And that's what I was kind of going with, because
so for
if I think of a billionaire, I'm thinking they had to do at least some type of corruption to make it all the way to the top.
Why?
Look at all the billionaires that we have. Let's look them up.
You think Rihanna did some corruption to get that beat? You think Hov did some corruption to get that beat?
I mean, potentially. I don't know.
You think Dapper Dan did some corruption to get that
beat? He's a billionaire?
Close to it. If I'm not mistaken, I might be misspeaking. Or it might it's one of those black creators that was very, very close to being.
And even if you're including the black billionaires, that's less than 1%, right?
I'm only including black. Because that's only like,
but you have to think of it as in totality, right? Because it's other billionaires than just black billionaires.
But I feel like black people, and this is gonna be so funny for me to say this, and maybe I'm on Gilligan, and maybe, you know what I'm saying, some of our other supporters come for me for this, but I feel like black people were raised in a certain way, to think about that first. Maybe they don't abide by it. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, they don't listen to that little voice in their head. But I'm sure you were raised to know, you know what I'm saying, what was right or what was wrong. So however you get to where
you were raised with that, but that doesn't mean
that's
necessarily instilled in
you. That's what I'm saying. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, everybody doesn't listen to that little voice. But me, I do. So however I got that money, I'm going to stand on that. And I'm going to do what I think is right with that money.
You say that until...
I say that until I'm in that light and I'm driving again a Lamborghini with five shorties in the backseat. Can't even fit five shorties in a Lambo.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
How do you know if it has a backseat?
That's what I'm saying, exactly. I mean,
but Jeff Bezos, I get that. Not Jeff Bezos, but Elon Musk is the richest man in the world currently.
Right.
Two is Jeff Bezos. Let me see. You got Bill Gates on here, Warren Buffett, Larry Page.
Everybody that you just mentioned, I don't think they got Steve their Ballmer. Money, honestly.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think they got their money, honestly. No. But at the same time, none of them are black.
I don't know. Just a question. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Like I'm gonna say, I'm gonna step out of that room and take the race out of it and take your upbringing as a person out of it, and I'm gonna strictly stand on character. Me as a person, however I got that money, that's how I'm gonna stand on it. So for the question that you asked, if I'm a billionaire, I'm going to heaven. Yes.
Got you. What you got on your docket? What's next?
Let me see. We can get into, we was kind of just talking about it. I just found it funny because I always wanted to know why, but Ricky Renzel walked out of that interview, the 85 South interview. Shit was just funny. But tell me this though, because it actually kind of like drew up a question for me. So in the midst of you like doing, you know what I'm saying, whatever, whether it's business, whether it's hanging out with friends or whatever, are you the type to like zone out and just like completely do something else? Like, accidentally, unintentionally, like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we chopping it up here, and your mom calls, and you just, like, damn, you pick up the phone, and you just, like, walk off, and you just have a 30-minute conversation with mom.
On the pod, I wouldn't do it, but in real life, I'm guilty of that all the time.
Yeah.
I can be in a room full of 10, 20, 30 people, and just depending on, you know, what's in my mind at that time, or whoever hits my line, I might just have to take a step out.
Shit just disappear. Whatever in front of you is, like... I got you.
And that's why I think it's impossible when you ask people what's on your mind or what are you thinking about, and they say nothing. That's impossible to not think about anything. You're thinking about something. Whether you want to tell me or not, just say that. But don't say it's impossible to think about nothing. Your brain doesn't work that way. Sorry.
I don't know if I can agree, bro, because I feel like sometimes I can literally just be like staring off into space and just be looking at space.
Yeah, looking at space, but your mind is wandering somewhere. Eventually, in those seconds that you wander off.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, you could be right. But nah, Renzel was just talking about how, like, that's what happened in that 85 South show. If y'all haven't seen it, he was doing an interview with DC Young Fly and the whole team. And he walked out to go to the bathroom and never came back.
Nah, he can't use that excuse. He wants to dip up out of there.
He said he was on the phone in the bathroom. He had rolled him up one, and then... Somebody called him about some money or something, and he just walked outside and never came back to the interview. Shit was just so fucking funny to me because that was the most random shit ever. But
once you've amassed that much money, that amount of money, you can do stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
You can do things like that.
I mean, honestly, I feel like at this point in my life, I'm going to do that shit too, though. Because, like, if I'm at a party or if I'm out somewhere and, you know what I'm saying, I just want to leave.
Well, I'm saying in terms of the magnitude of the interview.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
On an interview stage like that, yeah, I definitely get it.
Yeah, you have the right to leave at any moment.
Yeah. No, no doubt. And yes, he does still fuck with 85 South. You know what I'm saying? They still cool. So that's all I really wanted to know.
You want to address this this white girl who who was rapping?
Oh, the lyrics, mm-hmm. the lyricist. I mean, we can. How you feeling about it?
Introduce it real quick.
I mean, so, well, I don't know the actual headline, but basically there's these two shorties that were that have been going viral on social media for rapping every lyric of the Lil Baby song. Damn, what was the song called?
I want to say it was Wants and Needs with Drake.
Okay.
It might be that record.
Yeah. But so she went viral for that. But you know what I'm saying? You know how fast Twitter and all the socials work. They went ahead and dug up her past. They found out that she was just saying the N-word, you know what I'm saying, in her leisure time. So, is she canceled, or is she invited to the barbecue?
But my thing is, I never understood from the get go why people were such fans and infatuated with the idea of her, you know, just rapping all of those lyrics, because that just seems like the white girl thing to do. Like, yeah, you're gonna sit in your room and memorize all of his bars off of one song. Cool.
You want a cookie?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Sorry, you don't get recognition from me, or you know, you shouldn't get money from that. Personally, I feel like
it's not impressive to me at all.
It's not impressive, and that doesn't make you cool to come to the barbecue because you know a Lil Baby song.
So she's not invited. She can't come.
She was never invited for me.
Say less.
Well, for one, I don't know her personally, so.
For one, she was never coming to the bar.
But if you're already out there tweeting the N-word, you're definitely not coming to the barbecue. For three, it's like, you think to get me is Lil Baby? Nah. Sorry. Nah,
that's not the one to impress me. If that was the song that she was going to choose to sing word for word, it wouldn't be Lil Baby.
I'm not one of them ones, period, though.
Yeah, nah. That's dead.
It don't matter what song you knew bar for bar.
And for two, she's not coming to the barbecue because, one, ain't nobody coming to my barbecue empty-handed. And I just don't trust
she had a Bud Light in her hand.
I don't trust anything that she would think to bring.
You like beer?
Or if you show up to my barbecue with only beer in your hand, you're getting turned back around.
I mean, I've showed up to your barbecue with nothing before.
You were family.
Fair.
Who is she?
Gang.
Shit, me. She ain't gang. She ain't gang. And we don't drink Bud Lights. So, yeah, no. Man. Shit tastes like hot piss. We good.
You know what? Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. let me see. Do we care about all the stuff that's been coming out about Tory and Meg?
I don't have anything there.
Okay. We skip over that.
Sometimes the best take is no take.
We can get into the draft. I know you watched that.
Let's get into it.
How you feeling? It was on a boat this year, right?
No, it was in Vegas.
Vegas, okay.
In Vegas. Well, first and foremost, the Atlanta Falcons as a franchise.
Blew it
is just a that's just an understatement, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I think they literally get in the huddle and just say lose on three.
That's it.
And that starts all the way up from the office also. Arthur Blank, I have no idea who you have in charge, who your scouts are, who these.
Arthur up there like this. He got the face.
You need to fire the whole board and just start over. You might need to fire yourself also. But I'm not saying they had a bad pick.
No, they did.
They had a bad pick.
They had a bad pick.
And whether he goes off or not, if he goes off, good for that young man. You know what I'm saying? Great for him. But in the grand scheme of things, I feel like if Atlanta was going to go for a receiver in the first round, mm-hmm. you had Garrett Wilson, you had Chris Olave, you had other receivers you could have drafted first before you drafted him.
Right. Nah, they definitely blew it.
What was his name? I can't tell you. Something London. Last name was London.
Okay.
I'm being lazy to pull it up right now. But I was just very disappointed with that pick because we could have went a lot of different routes in that first round. And then even when the second round pick came up, they didn't go defense. Well, I think they did go defense, but not with the right player either. It was N'Kobe Dean. It was a few defensive players that was on the board at that time that was just like, Falcons, where are y'all looking right now? I was actually shocked they didn't say my name at one point. Like, I thought they were going to draft me. That's how bad their draft was.
You're hell. You are
hell. Am I?
Yes.
I'm just being honest and calling a spade, bro.
You think, like, if he was in the NFL right now, you could score a touchdown?
No.
No?
No.
On a one?
No. Not with my spine being out of place, no.
I feel you.
You think you could?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. I'm not even going to hold you on that. I am 185 pounds soaking wet, bro. That shit is so dead. Basketball is a different story, though.
But, yeah, I mean, I think overall it was a great draft for the other teams out there. The Giants had some great pickups, the Jets as well. I think 20-something Georgia players got drafted. That's, like, the most in history.
Yeah.
And I also read, like, an article where it's saying the best players come out of Georgia now. They did some kind of analysis, and they were like, this is this many schools and this percentage. You know, they always try to find some new statistic each and every day. Drake London was his wide receiver's name. That's who it was.
Right. That's a fine name, Malcolm.
But yeah, they were just pretty much saying the best athletes that play football come out of Georgia, and I think two was either California or Texas.
You wouldn't say Bama? Mm,
no.
No? Not anymore, or just not ever?
I would say ever, because their scouting comes from all over the country, not just in Alabama. I mean, they neighbor Georgia, Florida, Texas. Mm-hmm. It's the whole South, honestly.
I think that's really where them three is really where the toughest, in my opinion, biggest players come from. Florida, Georgia, Bama. Cali sometimes too.
What I did find interesting in NFL news, DeAndre Hopkins, he suspended for the first 6 games for testing positive for PEDs. And he put out a statement also. He said, in my 10-year NFL career, I've never tested positive for using PEDs. Actually, a pop-up just came up when I put, let me see. To learn that my November test came back with the trace elements of a banned substance, I was confused and shocked. I am very mindful of what I put in my body and always have taken a holistic approach, so I am working with my team to investigate how this could have happened. But even as careful as I've been, clearly I wasn't careful enough. For that, I apologize to my Cardinals fans, my teammates, and the entire organization. I never want to let my team down. I fully intend to get to the bottom of this. As soon as I have more information, I will share it. See you week 7.
What you think? You think it's heartfelt, or it's just he kind of shocked that he got caught?
I think it is personalized and heartfelt, man, because I'm a big believer of I go off of your resume. I go off of your track record. So if you show me nothing but positive and you've done nothing but positive intent,
right,
I can only give you the benefit of the doubt. Now, if this happens again 2 or 3 or 4 times, then it's like, all right, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a veteran in this game. I wouldn't see why he would want to jeopardize that. And this is a test from November. Gotcha. So it was kind of like one of those things where, what does he have to gain in that? I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I could be, you know, naive. But just kind of looking at his resume, I don't think he would jeopardize his career or jeopardize the team's career. Because he's trying to win.
Right. Yeah, he is one of them season players. I highly doubt that that's, like, one of them things that he's still trying to get off. Yeah. Not even still, but trying to get off.
You been paying attention to the NBA playoffs?
Of course.
Yo, can I say something real quick before you give your take?
What's happening?
I swear players know when you use the Prize Picks app, and this is not an ad. Anytime you parlay or bet money on a player, they forget how to play the sport.
They know.
Fucking Rudy Gobert. Let me tell you, that's why his ass is at home right now.
Yeah.
But I should have never gambled because his name was Rudy.
Hey, nah,
I should have known he was gonna lose.
Rudy be sure he was. He had been showing up. He was nice.
Man, Rudy never shows up.
Rudy was that nigga before. All right, listen. The series, it just wasn't it. You know what I'm saying?
But I can send you my promo code, or anybody out there listening, I can give you my promo code. I get $25 with that. You know what I'm saying? But if you do know anybody that has a gambling problem, we will list the hotline in the comments.
Listen, you're not gonna get me started. I don't gamble for a reason, and that is why I'm good. How you feeling about, I'm saying, how it's gonna play out now?
I mean, I'm still taking the Warriors. You know, they play again tonight as we speak.
You think the Warriors gonna beat y'all?
Yeah, in a 7-game series, I believe. Okay. So I think Grizzlies might steal a game or two.
Okay.
T. Durant, Ja Morant's father, has been in the videos more often.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to notice that. But at the same time, I'm not mad at it. You know what I'm saying? I think more than anything, he is a proud father that Ja has made it to this point. But it's just funny to see, like, he's starting to be on every...
opportunistic a little bit.
What you mean? Like, on television and, But how can you not, I guess? You know what I mean? I think he kind of took the news of when he thought people thought he was Usher for that one game. He was like, you know what? This is my opportunity. This is my moment. Let me just shine from now moving forward. So, I get it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, it's just like, do you have to be on TV all the time?
You gotta show off for his son, man.
Definitely. Yeah. So, but I still got the Warriors. Okay. The game last night I watched with Luka, he went bananas. I think he had 45.
I missed it last
8 and 12.
Night. Okay. Damn.
They're playing Phoenix. Mm-hmm. James Harden is not the same Harden on the Sixers.
I've been watching.
He's older. I think he's kind of lost, you know, lost his step.
His spunk, his bounce, his little, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whatever it is that makes, like, that player just that little extra oomph, that little,
In Houston, he was a transcendent scorer. Like, it was just nothing you can do. You could put a hand up, he's still
making it. Oh, yeah, he's not stopping it.
Now, it's just kind of like that step back is not working. That floater is not always going in, so... I feel like this is the second half. He's 33?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So this is the back end, starting to be the back end of his career.
Are they coming out on that series on top?
It's tough. They're already down 1-0.
Exactly.
I don't know if Embiid is coming back next game, but even if he does...
You said you don't know if he will?
Yeah, not this early.
Okay.
Not this early, because I know they said he might be out for a game or two.
Yeah,
concussion and a fractured orbital? That sounds painful.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's by your eye, like right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Interesting. Damn, yeah. That's crazy.
It's pretty nasty. But, I mean, that's my takeaways. I don't know if you had anything to add to that.
I got Ja.
All the way?
Yeah, I got Ja.
Can we bet on that?
I told you I don't gamble, bro.
Okay, yeah, you did say
that. You know what? We could bet a meal.
If you have a gambling problem, please. We can do that. We can do that.
We could bet a meal, but money? Nah. What you want? Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
We can bet a little meal. All
right, I got you.
A little brunch or something like that.
Ja got the chip.
Okay.
Ja got the chip. We're going to see how it's rocking. Let me see. What else was on the docket? Have you copped your Lil Baby and CB tickets?
No.
No?
I have not. Not because I don't want to. It's just because the way my account is set up.
Yeah, I feel
The other day was the first.
Mm-hmm. That rent came out expeditiously.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even mad.
Have you?
I don't know if I'm going to go, to be honest. I don't know how I feel. Like, I'm still trying to feel out if that's a vibe that I want to catch. Like, do I need CB and Lil Baby?
You do.
At the same time?
Pause. You do.
Big pause. big pause. But
I get what you was getting at.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that combo on a stage, do I need that?
I think more than anything, it would be the aura and energy in there would be like... unlike anything else you've probably ever seen at a concert. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know the type of demographic that Baby brings out, and we know the women that come out and when CB comes out.
That's probably my thing. That's probably my thing. Because I feel like give me all or one.
Mm-hmm.
See it.
Oh, I'll show you off.
Give me all of one vibe. You know what I'm saying? Either give me the turn up vibe so I can, like, you know what I'm saying, expect to be sweaty, or give me, you know what I'm saying, the chill vibe where I'm singing my heart out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I get one or the other from CB or Lil Baby. I feel like that's probably what's making me weird about it.
I seen a stupid-ass thread on social media the other day also. They were saying, who's the opener? Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, let's not even have this conversation. We both know Chris Brown is the opener. Or not opener, but the
headliner.
The second act to come out.
Headliner. He's the last one.
Yeah, he's the last one.
Headliner. Yeah, last one. Of course. And I don't even think it would be a thing, because I feel like neither one of those artists... Well, I don't know. I don't know them from a grain of salt, but I don't think either one of them would be upset to be, you know what I'm saying, the opener.
I just think, you know, Chris Brown's been in the game for, what, almost 20 years?
It would make sense for him to be the headliner, right?
And I feel like Baby should either already knows that or understands that,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he would CB not even give him bigger. The nod, but just understand, like,
CB
yes.
is bigger.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? CB has ties to Usher. CB has ties to damn MJ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, Baby's not, nah, I'm sorry, but either way, though, I don't know if I'm going to go just because of that reason, but y'all let me know how it is.
Another thing, men need to stop dictating or telling women what to do with their bodies. That's just as egregious as, like, people or lawmakers trying to... talk about climate change, they're probably going to be dead in the next 10, 20 years, honestly. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's kind of
right.
like the equivalent to me.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all. So I don't know if you've seen the Roe versus Wade news. I can kind of pull some of that up.
So I'll be on here. Yeah, I briefly kind of skimmed over it a little bit. Excuse me. But, when you find that headline, go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, tell the people, give the people what they want. But while you do that, I'm going to get on here and say, I hope everybody had a great day today. And, you know what I'm saying, definitely tell your people that you love them, whoever you haven't spoke to. get their flowers while they're on this earth, because life is way too short and you never know what's around the corner. You know what I'm saying?
So this is from Time Magazine. This article says these states are set to ban abortion if Roe versus Wade is overturned. If Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, the 1973 ruling that established a constitutional right to abortion in America, it would reshape women's reproductive rights across the country. A leaked draft, and my thing is, where they say it's leaked. It didn't leak. Somebody put this out.
Yeah, there's no
somebody way. They know exactly who it was. They're not going to give us the information. It's cool. It's not really cool, but okay, whatever. A leaked draft of Supreme Court ruling in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization first reported Monday evening would overturn Roe and return decisions about the legality of abortion to the states. Many states are considering or have passed so-called trigger laws and other measures that would rapidly curtail or outlaw abortion in the wake of such a ruling. The court is expected to issue the final ruling in Dobbs by the end of June, but the publication of the draft, let me see, just a whole bunch of pretty much going on. I don't have to read this whole entire article. This shit is like almost 3 pages.
Mm-hmm.
But we know what's going on. Men, we shouldn't be telling women what the fuck to do with their bodies. It's their decision. Point blank.
Period.
That's really my thoughts on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's right for anybody, not even just a man, just anybody but that woman to make that decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know what that lady was going through, what they've been through, if they wanted that baby intentionally, if it didn't happen on, you know, it's just a lot of different ways we can address this. I don't know how to really unpack this the correct way. I'm pretty blunt with my response.
Yeah, I mean, me as a person, I can only think about, like, the how.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? 'Cause, and I know, you know what I'm saying, we all know what makes this world go round is money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we all know why is because they want money. That's how you control anything for real. The one thing that makes this motherfucking earth, this green earth spin, is what's between their legs. I'm sorry to say that. But in a lot of cases, that is the case. So having this, if this decision is overturned, which is so crazy to me too, because this shit was passed so long ago. But if it is overturned, like, that's honestly like the sickest thing, you know what I'm saying, that we can really do. And for a buck, not even we, but you know what I'm saying, the powers that be, sickest thing that you can do for a buck, because you were, you know what I'm saying, regulating a human life, a human's life, and a woman at that point. That shit is wild to me. Yeah, it's definitely wrong, you know what I'm saying. Obviously we have the same stance on it,
right? They're already seeing rallies in New York, I think Seattle, what I read not too long ago. It's a few different states already starting to see people at these different places protesting.
Yeah. My mind really takes me to a place where it's like, what happens, you know what I'm saying? Let's say, like, worst case scenario, if this is, you know what I'm saying, overturned, what happens? Like, what are they trying to do behind closed doors? Like, you know what I'm saying? What do they need all this bread for? Or what are they gearing up for that's going to shock the world in some crazy way that you had to take away women's rights to, you know what I'm saying, dictate what they do with their body? Like, that's where my mind goes.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause for some big-ass shit like this, you know what I'm saying, 'cause this has been so long in the making. And now that y'all are actually, like, on the precipice of actually making this shit come into fruition, it's like, what's the plan?
Yeah.
What do y'all got going on? And I know it's only to, I guess, empower, you know what I'm saying, those that be even more. So
it sounds sick, but it's like, once these people who are making these decisions in office, eventually they're all going to die.
Right.
All these old heads, they're going to die, right? You know, when do we step in as that new generation and change these laws and change around the direction and trajectory of where America is trying to go, where we've been trying to steer it away for the past hundreds of years?
I know when, but they don't want to talk about it just yet. They don't want to have that conversation just yet.
Yeah. Well, same. I know the answer too, but, you know, it was kind of...
The win is when we are no longer the minority. Mm. That's when it'll happen. You know what I'm saying? Whenever the decision isn't taken away from us because of the lineage that has been put in certain offices and you're saying certain positions in, you name it, Congress, Senate, on a very, very local level, like whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Whenever that changes, that's when it'll, yeah.
Yo, Danny.
She's sleeping.
Oh, she asleep?
I think.
Oh, okay. I was seeing she wants to get some sentiments on here about this conversation. She is the woman in this room.
Watch this. Danielle. She normally wake up that one. I don't know. She's slumped.
Okay. It's all good. We can rain check it.
Let me see. Did you have anything else on your docket?
No, that's really it.
That was worth mentioning.
Yeah, no, that's really it. I just wanted to say again, just kind of give you some gratitude. I feel like this is my last time seeing you for a while also, and so I make a trip out there or you come back here.
Right.
Yeah, bro, just be safe and practice what you preach. Like you've been preaching here, bro, move with purpose, move with dignity. Keep your chin up, bro. It's gonna be some hard days out there. It's gonna be some good days out there. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta make the best of your situation, the best of your opportunity. Yeah, bro.
Oh yeah, I've definitely been putting a lot of thought into that. just kind of like, you know what I'm saying, going into a new place and being on the journey that I've been in here in Atlanta, and like, you know what I'm saying, the growth process and the self-worth process and just, you know what I'm saying, all that. And now like transitioning to a new place, I think it has me worried, but not because like I feel like there might be a compromise to my character in any way, because there's always bad days, there's always, you know what I'm saying, trials and tribulations and shit like that.
Girl, don't mean to interject, your mom just texted me, she said, Trayvon, is Trey with you? I said, yes, we're recording the podcast. She might be trying to call you, but we're
probably. I know what she wants. But yeah, bad, mom. I'm sorry if you listen to this. I got you. But what I was saying, it doesn't have me worried because I feel like there's gonna be a compromise to my character. It's just worrisome because, you know what I'm saying, you do all this building of yourself, you do all this, you know what I'm saying, preparation and learning. Mm-hmm. And then when it's put to the test, you know what I'm saying, it's a little worrisome. Not because you think you'll lose, just because it's a test. So for that, I'm a little excited, but definitely I appreciate the sentiments. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to stay the same me, and continue learning. You feel me? I feel like.
Yeah, we definitely going to be hitting y'all with the webisodes each and every week. We're going to dress it up and make it fire. I got to make my background, you know.
Yeah, we're going to get right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. We're going to dress it up for y'all for Shosky. Ain't shit changing. But the aesthetic, you feel me? The content will always be there. The banter will always be there. The events, they coming. The merch is coming. You know what I'm saying? All that good stuff. We're going to have some new segments. You know what I'm saying? Some new players involved. You know what I'm saying? So look out for all that good shit for sure.
Gotcha. Yeah, bro. Well, outside of that, I don't got nothing, man. It's been an unreal 3 years doing this pod with you, bro. I keep saying it like a going away. I know it's not a going away. Because I'm going to talk to you every week.
It ain't. Exactly.
It's not a going away. But just the foundation that we've started with this 3 years of building it here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And just kind of taking a step back and looking at the house that we built to this point. It's sensational, bro. To say the least, man. Like, again, when you build a house, the foundation starts with, you know, the wood, the pipe, the
walls. Oh my God.
The dirt. Like, it starts off with all of that. You get what I'm saying? And then that's when you lay the brick. That's when you start furnishing the home. That's when you start putting the hardwood floors in, the chandelier. And then that's when you take a step back to gander at what you created.
Mm-hmm.
So just to see that, bro, in all seriousness, like,
we've been doing that. Been
a
doing
lot of people don't make it to this point. And I'm saying, like, we've made it, but we still got a long way to go as well.
Right.
But just looking at that, we're almost 150 episodes in. Some people don't make it past episode 20.
Yeah.
Some people don't make it past episode 5.
Yeah, we make it. We know some that didn't make it that far.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
And you can call it being humble. You can call it popping your shit. But I'm just calling how I see it, bro. Like, I see it all the time. Oh, we just started a podcast. Well, I'm about to start a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. What y'all going to talk about? We're going to talk about this, politics and entertainment news, and we're going to talk about jokes. 3 weeks go by. Oh, where's the episode? Oh, nah, my homie, he got a different work schedule now, so he got to move this way. Like, nah, we still going to make it shake and make it work. And that's what it's about, whatever your hustle is. You know what I'm saying? When you have a business partner or if it's a sole proprietorship, man, like you got to stay consistent and work through that. You got to work through the trenches.
And really, shit, if you're sitting over there calling cap, like we just talking shit, just, you know what I'm saying, keep on following us because you're going to see when I make this move and, you know what I'm saying, shit actually does become a little different. You know what I'm saying? The test and the genuineness of it and just, you know what I'm saying, the show of proof of it is in how y'all and when y'all watch. The shit that you notice, you know what I'm saying, the things that you can pick up on, because I'm sure you can tell the progress that we've made from just how we talk to how we, you know what I'm saying, how we pod, what it looks like to, you know what I'm saying, the little components that we have, like, all of it is in growth. So definitely keep continuing to watch, you know what I'm saying, and realize that a lot of the shit that we say on here is not just cap. You know what I'm saying, we do come up here and, you know what I'm saying, we do talk a good amount of shit, but when it comes to things like this, you know what I'm saying, these gems that we try to drop, it is with genuine, heartfelt, and, you know what I'm saying, just, like, positive intention. Because, you know what I'm saying, we want to see everybody that listens, you know what I'm saying, that entertains us to grow as much as we do, and if not more.
And if you know somebody in a similar situation in terms of going to somewhere that's going to put them uncomfortable, provide comfort to that person or provide comfort to any creators or entrepreneurs that you know out there. That's when you know you're doing something correctly, mm-hmm. is when you start something and you're uncomfortable.
Right.
You want to be able to conquer that and then become comfortable and then figure out, okay, what's the next stepping stone from here?
Yeah. Put yourself out of your comfort zone at least 2 times a week. Yeah. You'll learn something about yourself. I promise.
But yeah, man, we appreciate the first timers.
The last timers.
And in-betweeners.
So come and bike, man, week after week, every goddamn time, showing us much love, you know what I'm saying? Because it costs zero. We appreciate it so fucking much, man. So much. 148 in?
48, I hope so. 48 or 49, whatever episode this is.
I think 148 in, you know what I'm saying? Y'all keep coming back and showing us all this love. We wouldn't be here without y'all, for sure.
But yeah, I don't know about you. I'm about to try to catch this game back at the crib, so I don't have any sleepers or anything like that.
Nah, I'm goody.
So you gonna kick shit like that? Bro Chilean's out.